Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Couples entering into marriage or a committed partnership have a choice. Talk about money now or fight about it later. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Generally speaking, men and women possess certain strengths and weaknesses when it comes to money management. These differences in their approaches to saving and spending, for example, can be far-reaching. And when not addressed with proper communication, these differences are often troublesome. Katharine Hepburn once joked, quote, "Sometimes I wonder if men and women really suit each other. Perhaps they should live next door and just visit now and then," end quote. Men and women hold different mindsets when it comes to money, and communication is the bridge. Often, it is these inherent differences that, when combined, can create a winning balance. Over the years, however, traditional roles have changed, signifying and requiring new approaches to household management. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk about the changing role of women. According to a report from the Pew Research Center titled Women, Men, and the New Economics of Marriage, a larger percentage of men are married to women whose education and income exceed their own. In 1970, 28% of married men attained a higher degree of education than their wives, while 20% of married women were more educated than their husbands. In 2007, the figures were nearly reversed, with 28% of wives being the more educated and only 19% of husbands. And women are contributing in greater numbers to household incomes. Before the baby boom generation, many women didn't work outside of the home. Therefore, marriage more often enhanced the economic status of women than men. But over the past 30 years, economic gains associated with marriage have been greater for men than for women. It's your money, so take it personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.